I think that it's quite obvious to most people that what has to be accomplished between now and Yom Kippur, after everything is said and done with all the eitzes and takbulois and extensions and delay period till Hashanah Rabbah, when the orders are given over, and to Shmini Atzeres, when the permission to implement them is granted. Maaseh, there's a lot of work that has to be done. And anyone who doesn't think about it is, you know, sort of wasting a golden opportunity. And anyone who does think about it can become very overwhelmed. What do we have left? It's less than a week. So much. It's a year packed into a week. And in the week, we're still doing most of the things we did during the year. So it's like a rough situation. And it seems that the greatest of minds, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who was the Sar HaTorah in his generation and set the goals and the path for future generations, couldn't come up with any better Eitzah to really make a lasting difference than Limud HaMusar. There really is nothing else. Unless a person is willing on a daily basis, on a regular basis, so Shorim said it before Rabbi Yisrael, probably got it from, with set time. Shorim says, itim v'shois, I don't know exactly what that means, but to really set aside a time, a kvius, that's not going to be forgotten, that's not going to be swallowed up, that's not going to be overlooked, that's not going to be compromised, to Limud HaMusar, understanding Machivos Ve'Lomoy, what I'm supposed to be doing, understanding the Chochmas HaMusar and all that's involved in all the different inyonim and mitzvahs and hanhogas and how the Yetzer Hara works his ways to confuse us and to distract us, and the Musa B'Hispailus, internalizing all the Chochmah to make it part of our emotions, to make it part of our heart, to bring it into that which motors and moves and shakes and makes happen everything that we do. And the actions of Chinuch HaMusar, which reinforce any efforts that we're making and any Musa that we're learning, to strengthen our resolve and our feeling and our sensitivity and our habit of doing the good things and staying away from those that are inappropriate. Without that, on a regular basis, it seems that there's really very little hope. But I just wanted to emphasize just a few little points which maybe can underscore what has to be done. There's a in the mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, everything that the Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur, the Korbonos, the Viduyim, and the Sor HaMishtaleach, and everything that he has to perform. So it's a mitzvah of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. We unfortunately don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can't do the Avodah. We daven, we say the Avodah in the Psukim, and describe it all, and the halachas about it, and the Shalom Porim Sfosenu, and for us that serves as a schus for Kapora on Yom Kippur. But the Chinuch says in the Sherish HaMitzvah, Shohoya mechasti okel al bri Yosef, it was from the chasodim of Hashem on his creation, likbo elehen yoim echot b'shono l'chapor al hachatoim, im hatshuvo shiyoshuvo. To set one day a year, which should serve as a day of kapora on all the chatoim, the averus, the chatoim that people do, together with tshuva. Now, when we do tshuva, this day itself is a day set aside for kapora. She'ilu yikabtsu avoinos habriyos shona b'shona. If all of the creations, averus, would gather up year after year, after 2 or 3 years, the measure would be full, and the world would be chayev for destruction. The world would have to be destroyed. The world couldn't exist. There couldn't be a schus kiyum in the world if everything piled up year after year. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, in order to sustain the world, to set one day for kaporas chatoim lashovim. For those who do tshuva, this is a day, the day it helps in the kapora, a day of kapora for all those who do tshuva, that would affect the entire matzav. Umitchilas brias ha'olam yeodoi v'kidshu l'kach, from the creation itself, this day was set aside as a day of kapora. V'achar sheodu hakel boruchu oisa hayoim l'chapora, since it was set aside as a day of kapora, niskadish hayoim, the day itself became sanctified, v'kibel koyach hazakus me'ito yisale ad shehu misayeh b'kapora. It received such a koyach to be mezakeh that it itself is mesayeya, the yom kippurim itself helps in the kapora. V'zeh om zechrono levrocha b'harvim v'koyim yom kippurim achaper klema sheyesh koyach yom kippurim ba'asmal achaper ba'averus kalos. On averus kalos, mitzvah bittul mitzvah asay, yom kippur itself has the koyach to be mechaper. But there's two things I think that are very interesting here. Just want to point out. Number one, the extent of the achrayas for what we're doing. And number two, the dogma of the way that it has to be done. What do I mean? The Chinuch does not say here about the individual who, if he was not going to not have a day of kapora every year, that he would not survive. That's not the thrust of what he says. It was mechaste hokel al briyosov. This is from Hashem's chesed for the creation, for those that he created, that there should be one day for kapora al hachatoim. She'ilu yiskabtsu avoynes habriyos shona b'shono. Tismali sosem l'soif shnosayim ha'sholosh. V'yischayev ha'oylam kloy. The world will be destroyed. In other words, that when we are involved in tshuva on Yom Kippur, what we're really doing is we're assuring the survival of the world. Now, the whole world is not doing tshuva. The whole world doesn't even know it's Yom Kippur. And if they do, it's only they know it's a Jewish holiday. And the creation is not involved in the process of tshuva. And it says clearly that it's Yom Kippur with the tshuva, except al averus kalos. But the Klal Yisroel is really the Yisod. The Tachlis of the Bria is Mishvil Yisroel She'isasku Batoira. That's the reason Hashem created the world. That's the focus of the world. That's the Kiyum of the world. And for the Kiyum of the world, it's critical that the Klal Yisroel does not allow all the Averas to be Miskabits, because after that, the world wouldn't have a schus to survive. So, number one, if we want to take lightly what we're doing on Yom Kippur, it isn't just we're doing it for ourselves. This is really we worry about the future of the world. When there was a deal signed that gave fortunes of money to a sponsor of terror, it was something to be concerned about. When there are elections, one of the issues in the elections are, who's going to be softer on terrorism, who's going to be stronger, who's going to be a better leader for the world and to make sure the world is a safer place, or to make sure the society is a safer place, law and order, and all these things, these are all concerns, and they are concerns, and we're mechuyev to do the hishtadlus that we can. But ultimately, the koyach that assures the survival of this world and assures that the world doesn't self-destruct, as it seems to be on a course of almost doing, is really what we do on Yom Kippur. So it's a very, very serious. And I think that although we don't want to be focused only on those things, because that takes away the focus from where it should be, on ourselves, but we should realize that the focus on ourselves is really a benefit to the entire world, to the entire civilization, because it's really tolui in what we're able to accomplish. That's one. But then he says something very interesting. He says, this was mechasti akel al b'riyosav, to set one day. And then he repeats it and he says, Val kein, because the world might destruct if not for this, ro'o b'chochmosoi baruch hu l'kiyum ho'ilam, in his chochma to make the world sustain itself, l'kba yom echad b'ashono l'chaporos avinos. So he refers to it as mechasti Hashem, and from the chesed, from the kindness of Hashem, and then refers to it ro'o b'chochmosoi. And l'chayra, it's poshut, and speaking about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in human terms again, but we're supposed to learn from those terms how we're supposed to conduct ourselves. And it seems that it wasn't only that it's a matter of chesed. The chesed derives itself from chokhmah. And it seems that a chesed alone, of course, we're talking about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's not exactly the same thing, but we learn from that, and we speak about him, Chazal spoke about him in human terms, and that is that the chokhmah is that which shows us, which gives us the insight of what to do and what has to be done and how to go about doing it. And then comes in the chesed, the desire, the willingness to act upon these things and to do them. And chesed without chokhmah may not really be chesed at all. And we know, we say that in Shemoneh Esrei every day, Goymel chasodim toivim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasodim ha-chasodim toivim. There are some people that do chesed and they leave the person so miserable from the chesed, from being the recipient of the chesed. And even when they do it in a good way, chesed is difficult to receive because you're beholden to someone. But sometimes it's in such a way, it's how to do it, when to do it. And sometimes it's misplaced, sometimes it's misguided. Kol ha-marachim al-achzorim, sofiliyos misachzer al-hamaruchomim. And for that we need chokhmah. And that's really where the Chochmas HaMusar comes in. The intentions can be wonderful. I want to do good. I want to do chesed. I want to do everything I want. I want, I want, I want, I want. But we need the guidance. So without learning Musar, we don't even know where to begin. We don't know what's expected of us. What's right? What's wrong? We live in a society today that has no concept of what's right and what's wrong. And that's why it's so hefka. That's why it's so crazy. That's why it's taka ish esreyeu chayim beloi. Mamish people are devouring themselves alive because there's no chokhmah, there's no authority. And we're talking about the chokhmah, the chokhmas ha-Torah, we're talking about the divine chokhmah, we're talking about the directives from the Bir Yoylam. Without that, without knowing that, and it seems that, well, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta taught us, and it's I guess quite obvious that we're not going to get all that chokhmah, at least not on our level, from Yevomis. It's not going to happen only from Yevomis. There's a deep message in Yevomis, and there's a message of chesed in Yevomis, and all of that. But it's not only coming from there. The connection to the Bira Yoylam and the Dveikus Bashem and all of that, that's in every Masechta. But Rabbi Yisrael taught us that we need to focus on the specifics. If we're speaking about Lashon Hara, one... avoid speaking Lashon Hara, we have to focus on Hilchos Lashon Hara. If we're talking about other inyonim b'nodim l'chaveroi, whether it's Hilchos Tzedakah or Hilchos Chesed, and the Chofetz Chaim Taka wrote on all these things because they're critical, the halochas, the concepts, the pitui ha-yetzer, the tricks that the Yetzer Hara plays to confuse us and to dissuade us and to push us in the wrong direction, all of this is part of the Chochmas HaTorah and the Chochmas HaMusar. And without the Chochmah, I don't know, it's not the right way to say it, but the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, with his chokhmah, then he was mischassid with the world. But if he wasn't rob chokhmosay, I don't know what that means, but certainly for us, there has to be chokhmah. And the chokhmah is the chokhmah Hashem, the chokhmah is the chokhmah HaTorah. It's not the chokhmah himself. Even mitzvah sichli is the concept can be sichli. But the extent to which the Torah goes and the prote dinim and all of the interference and confusion and rationalizations are all we need, the Chochmas HaTorah, the Chochmas Chazal, the Chochmas HaMusar, in order to be able to know where to go and how to act. And since the ability, the need for the hour is a need of change, is a need of tshuva, is a need of kapora, then it would seem the only way to go about it is with a serious, serious kabbalah, for a serious, serious kvius, that there should not be a day go by where there isn't a real seder to learn Musa, to focus on the Chochmas HaMusa, and to internalize that Chochma, and to express it in every way so that it becomes real. Included in that, of course, is Cheshbon HaNefesh, as we mentioned on Rosh Hashanah, because without Cheshbon HaNefesh, we don't know where we're. We have to rate ourselves. We have to say, this is what's supposed to be, this is where I should be, and this is where I am, and let's see what I could do to make it happen. I would just suggest, on a practical level, included in that is complimenting ourselves. You know, in the world of dieting, they recommend giving yourself a reward. You know, the rewards are an extra dessert or something like that. But the concept of rewarding is very important, because if there isn't positive reinforcement, I get a little bit scared. I see some people with this Cheshbon HaNefesh book, which is great, very good, advocate it very strongly. But write the good things there too, you know. What? Yeah. What's that? Okay. So, Bikitsa, it's very, very important to see the positive and to emphasize the positive. And on Yom Kippur too, it's true that we look and we say, and this and this and this and this and this. We should also think of the positive. So much. I made so much progress. I'm so much better. I'm growing. Things are happening. Good things are happening. Look what I'm holding. Look what I've done. Look what I'm doing. And it's important to see that too, because otherwise we get too discouraged. Anyway, just one more thing that may be also a perspective in this area. The Mishnah says at the end of the third parak in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is speaking. Hu hoya oimer, kol shechochmosa meruba mimasov lemohu doime. Someone whose chochma is more than his actions, lemohu doime, what's he comparable to? Le'ilon shanofov merubim v'sharoshov mu'otim. To a tree that has prolific branches, but his roots are very minimal. Weak roots. And then he brings a posuk. A strong wind comes along and uproots it and turns it upside down. But anyone whose actions are merubim mechochmosa lemohu doime leilon shanofa muotim, he doesn't have that many branches, but shorosh of merubim, but many, many roots. Shafilu kol haruchay sheba oilam bois v'noish v'isboi. Even if all the winds of the world will come and blow at it, ein mezizin oisay mimkoymai. And then he brings a posse, won't move it from its place. So it's very interesting what's going on over here. I think Rashi on this Mishnah says that brings the Lo HaMedesh Ika El HaMaisa. The Ika seems to be Maisa. If a person doesn't have Maisa, if he doesn't translate that Chochmah, if it's abstract Chochmah, it's Chochmas HaTorah, it's Chochmas HaBoire, but and he has a lot of it. Chochmosa is Meruba Mimasov, but it's not all translated LaMaisa. It doesn't stick, and it sounds like Rashi the Pshat, if he's putting on this Mishnah, is that it's not the Iker, because the Iker is it has to stay. We want anything we make, we want it to be a kinyan. If I learn Chochmas HaMusar, if I learn Chochmas HaTorah, I want it to stay with me. It's Chochmas HaChayim, it's Almanas Lasus, it's real, it's the Dvar Hashem, and the only way to make it stick is when there's maisim. The maisim are like the roots. The maisim are what gives it the strength. The maisim are what gives it the strength and allows it to remain that way. And so, first of all, it's very interesting. It seems that kol shechochmosa meruba mimaisav, or kol shemasa meruba mechochmosa. It has to be meruba mimaisav. In other words, a person may have a lot of maisim, may have a lot of chochma. So it has some more chochma than maisim. I have so much maisim. Seems that the Maisa has to be the Ika, the Maisa, the strength for survival. Not necessarily the tachlis, because in terms of tachlis, I would say the roots are not the tachlis. The tachlis is the anofim and the fruits and that which the shade or whatever the tree provides. But in order for it to have a kium, the maisav has to be meruba. And if the maisav is even equal, it's not enough. If the chokhmah is just a little bit less, it's not enough. It has to be that the maisav is meruba michochmosa. It's in order to preserve the ikar, the maisa has to be the Torah, the chokhmah is the tachlis. But the kinyan that allows that to remain is the roots, is the maisa. And maisa is so critical. So I think that the danger sometimes in Limud HaMusar is I learn Chochmas HaMusar, I can say Shmuzin, and I even know how to be makbid on the Hechruch, and I can attack. I can attack anything and anybody who says anything. I'm good at that. And I have a lot of Chochma, and I read a lot of the Sifrei Musar. But it's not just about reading the Chochma. It's not just about being brilliant and understanding the Chochma. It's not about having insights in that Chochma that may be greater than someone else's insights. My kishron and my intuition and my intuitive understanding could be greater. No. It has to be lemaisa. And the lemaisa has to be meruba mei chochmosei ein chochmosei miskayemes. It's not real. It's not a kinyan. It won't remain. It's the greatest thing. Faker, the loymed shlaman aslasa is nech. No, loymed aslasa noch loy shalom nivra. The Rishalmi says, because after everything is said and done, that if it's not going to stick, it's not real. So I think that we have to keep that in mind too. That it's a program that deals with chokhmah, but it's a program that deals with lemaisa actions, cheshbon nefesh on the actions. Taking the actions seriously, chinuch hamusar, which is repetition of actions. If it just remains theoretical, then on the one hand, I need the theoretical, otherwise I don't know which actions to take. And without the chokhmah, there can be no chesed, and there can be no rachamim, and there can be nothing is appropriate, nothing is proper. And I need all the guidance and directives for that. Mitzad sheni, I have to know if I don't have the actions, then it's going to be theoretical, it's not going to stick, it's going to be academic, it won't do the job that it has to. So I think that after everything is said and done, if we wish, and this is Reb Yisroel's advice, if we wish to make a difference in the kapora of Yom Kippur, we have to really make this serious commitment to Limud HaMusar. Just one more thing, the Chinuch brings about the fasting on Yom Kippur. It says very interestingly. He says that. He says that we have to do something. You know, the goof is constantly pulling us in a different direction. And on this day, the fish amachva mishte v'yeser hanos who chush hamishus yoir hachoymer lahamshich achar ataiva v'achet v'yavatlu tzuras hanefesh hachachoma meichapis achar emes. It takes away from the focus on emes. It's like vayishman yeshurun vayivot. It's this we're not focused on the emes. We're thinking about taiva and this and that. Therefore, Yom Kippur is a day where we remove all of these taivas. Ve'ein roi le'eved b'yoyim boyu ladin lefnei adoinav lovei benefesh chash. When he's coming and standing in din in front of his master, it's not right that all these things should be on his mind. Because he's only going to be judged, and the kapora will take place based on where he's holding at that moment. And I think this is another point that we have to keep in mind, that many people get discouraged because we say, oh, come on, I did this before, you know. I said that last year too, and look what happened. And sometimes we get what am I accomplishing? And because of that, I give up. It seems from the chinuch that the very fact that I took one day where I was misgaber the nefesh on the goof, and I allowed the nefesh to soar in its natural spiritual state, and I didn't allow it to be interfered with by all of the chumrius, then bishas, the din, that makes a difference, because Hashem, in his infinite chesed and rachamim, judges b'asher husham. He knows very well what's going to happen. He knows better than we do what's going to happen. But He judges us for now. So whatever we can muster in terms of real Musar, real learning Musar, especially these days until Yom Kippur and a Kabbalah that will continue, then even if we're not going to reach the fullest accomplishments that we would want to, but just the fact that we have managed at least in this period of time to do something as much as we could for that day, Basher Usham, can make all the difference. I just want to, on behalf of the yeshiva, the whole of the yeshiva, personally, to ask Mechila. I think we've here tried to do a lot of good things, and I'm sure a lot of good services were provided. I'm sure in the process many things happened that were not exactly to everybody's satisfaction, whether it was in the physical conditions that we have here, which we try our best, but certainly a lot remains to be done, whether it's in the food services, and there are times when things may not be up to the standard that one would like them, whether it's in the learning and the servicing the learning and the spending time with people and dealing with people's needs in learning and in personal life and personal issues and so forth, whatever it may be. And certainly there's been a lack, and more could be done, more should be done. We have to ask Mechila for that, and certainly for any offense, with good intentions, with a vague illusion to the halacha of the things one might be allowed to do to get a Talmud in the yeshiva to learn or to act appropriately. There are lines which could be overstepped, and there are times where some of these things may not even apply today as they did. You know, they only apply when they could bring a better result. If the result is not going to happen, then any heterim that exists to be a little tough do not apply. And I'm sure that I know I have, and others may have also. Ask Mechila from everyone. And the Torah says that the reason for Bakoshes Mechila before Yom Kippur is that Klal Yisrael should be B'Sholem. When Klal Yisrael is B'Sholem, the Sotan has no ability to be Mekatrik. Hashem should help that we should all be able to live B'Sholem one with another. It should be Sholem for Klal Yisrael, which has always been a difficult challenge. We should be Zeiche in the days now until Yom Kippur to make all of the necessary strides so that when it comes Yom Kippur, that Kodesh Baruch Hu should actually seal a judgment which is the fulfillment of all of our heart's desires, and that it should be lechayim tovim ulesholim, and there should be a kapora for us and all of Klal Yisrael, and the efforts that we put in should have a hashpah, hopefully on the entire bria, and make this world a safer place, and that we should be zeicher ourselves and our families to a year of brocha and hatzlocha and siyata d'shmaya in both ruchnius and gashmius, and kol tuv.